Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, talking about last night's City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So first of all, let's talk about something that you're actually going to be going to later today. That is the League of Cities down at the Capitol today.
Yeah, today is the Iowa League of Cities Legislative Day. So today at 1 o'clock, we'll meet with other cities around the state up at the Capitol building. And they have a whole couple hours of different legislators coming in to speak with us, as well as league staff kind of giving an update on important issues that are affecting or could be affecting or will be affecting our communities.
All right. What are some of the issues that you think might be raised?
Probably the biggest one facing us right now is whether or not we'll have the backfill, which is the money that the state has appropriated to cities, counties, and school districts to make up for the commercial property tax rollback. This is something that when they passed this rollback, they stood there and they promised over and over again that they would provide this backfill. It would always be there. It'd be sustainable. And now, 4 years, 5 years later, it seems that everybody's forgotten about that promise. So that's very disappointing, disheartening, and a little scary for some communities. I feel that Perry's probably in a good financial situation, but that definitely doesn't make us immune to some of the effects of this. So it could be a difficult situation for us, but hopefully we can rally together and make sure we get through it. We just hope that the state does something reasonable with that if they do decide to cut back on it. The biggest thing I'm hearing now from legislators is, well, we don't even know why we're paying this money. And, well, that's because you made a promise to cities, counties, and school districts that you would provide that backfill for your decision to make property tax cuts. The interesting thing is that they wanted to be able to say they were making tax cuts and lowering taxes, but they didn't cut any taxes that affected their budget. They cut taxes that affected other governmental agencies' budgets. So I don't know that that's the most fair thing to do. We're also, as part of today, celebrating Home Rule, which is kind of the celebration of cities being able to make decisions on their own for their own communities, which is something that legislative session kind of tries to attack every year, it seems like. So definitely a lot of important things happening down there. I could probably go on for quite a while, but perhaps we can circle back after today's legislative day.
All right. I'm sure we will do that. Well, moving on to the city council meeting from last night, one of the action items was to accept a bid for construction.
Yeah, this is phase one of the McCurry Center roof maintenance project. We're actually going to be replacing the roof in, two halves, either with this spring and then later this summer after the new fiscal year. So this is something that if you go out to the rec center, you can probably notice that it needs some love. There's some leaks that haven't been too horrible, but they're definitely noticeable. So this project will definitely take care of those leaks, and we should be good to go for another 15 or 20 years.
All right, and you received four quotes for this work, and they were all under engineer's estimate, which was, I'm sure, very satisfying.
They were all under the engineer's estimate, and they were all four were within $3,000 of each other. Definitely a great time to bid for roof projects right now. And companies and construction companies are getting ready to kind of schedule out their work beginning in the spring as soon as this beautiful snow melts. So they're eager to get to work.
All right. Now, another thing related to the McCreary Center and the Parks and Recreation Department was the allocation of some local option sales tax money.
Yes. So when the Park and Rec Department brought in their capital expenditure requests for this budget cycle, we really noticed that a lot of the things that they requested were more so immediate needs, not necessarily things that could wait 6 months or a year out. So we decided to request from the City Council to use some of our capital reserve money, our capital balance money for building grounds maintenance, and put that into the rec center starting right now. So as of today, Parks and Rec Department can start going out and getting quotes to repair some of the things out there. And that includes some money for the roof for phase two. But a lot of it is just kind of maintenance that's been deferred for 10 or 15 years. A lot of electrical work that needs to be upgraded. The pool system in there just totally eats away all of the electrical systems, and it's kind of scary. It's at the point where if a breaker trips in some of those, that we actually have to call an electrician to come and reset it just because it's that on the edge of breaking and probably electrocuting somebody. So it's definitely important that we get that taken care of and get some of those fixed up. And this is kind of phase one, I would say, of a multi-phase project to reinvest in the rec center and really bring that back to life. It's a huge point of pride within the community, and I think that we need to be investing in that a little bit more than we have in the past.
Absolutely. Now, a couple more things to talk about as far as action items. There was a promise of $1,000 for the watershed and then a signs project. What can you tell me about these?
Yeah, so the Beaver Creek Watershed Management Authority is going to be applying for a planning grant. And as part of that, they need matching funds. So they've asked all of the communities and the counties involved in this Watershed Management Authority to put in some money into the pot. It was really based on the land mass area that you had within that watershed. So Perry actually put in a little bit more than was requested, but we're utilizing our stormwater money to do so. So this planning grant will put together an idea of what all could be done, needs to be done within that watershed area. Hopefully some projects from Perry get into that plan. And then from that plan, we would be eligible to apply for other grants, bringing in more funds into the community. So this is definitely an investment, maybe a little bit longer term investment, but definitely something that's going to be worth putting money into and worth being a part of.
All right. And then the sign project.
Yeah, this is, again, phase two of replacing all of the signage in town. Luckily, we're able to get this grant from the Iowa DOT. The first phase did everything west of 1st Street, and this grant does everything from 8th Street to 31st Street, from Willis to Pat T or McKinley, and then actually on 8th Street and 16th Street, the sign replacement will go all the way up to Park Street just to kind of make those thoroughfares for the schools a little bit more attractive.
All right. City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. Last week, we did have a pre-construction meeting for the Willis Avenue Bridge project over Frog Creek. That's expected to begin in early March and go until late May or first part of June. So just be aware of that. It'll probably close down around that first part of March. We'll be putting out some public service announcements as well as posting information on our website and Facebook. Also look to all of your local media for information on that.
He's referring to us. All right, Sven, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
It's a pleasure to be here.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.